If you know anything about Atlanta, you are bound to meet a celebrity or an influencer of some status. So in this day, y'all, this was no different when I ran into the Jackie Hill Perry at a local cafe. But no, your girl didn't play it cool. So if you want to hear more about this embarrassment and the lessons learned after, then tune in, take note, and get ready.
Whether knowingly or unknowingly, is the trauma you've experienced holding you captive? Or you're struggling with confidence in your identity in Christ? Or are you tired of being the superhero in everyone else's life except your own? Then sis, this podcast is for you. Here on Boundaries for Believers, you will find practical solutions that free from self-sabotage, your inner critic, and that drama that you volunteered yourself to be in. Hey, beloveds, I'm your host, Zipporah Adetolowa, a believer, wife, social worker, and a lover of all things old Hollywood. As a recovering people pleaser and former woe is me candidate, I've been there, you're not alone, and I'm on this journey with you. With that being said, grab your mug for that coffee or tea, or if you're feeling inclined for some wine, let's cheers on three.
So you have heard me advertise Stephanie Guest's 5-day free boot camp. Well, today is the day where it launches. So check out the link in the show notes so you can get connected to learn about podcasting, grow your audience, and define your niche authentically. So you don't want to miss out on this week's 5 free day boot camp by Stephanie Guest. Also, y'all, I have a bit of news myself. When it comes down to this month, we are starting, drum roll, our first newsletter. You're going to want to tune in to expect a soul-nourishing newsletter from me on the first Wednesday of each month to dive into thought-provoking topics, personal stories like that one time I held my bladder captive at camp and just embarrassed myself completely. Yes, y'all, true story. In addition to exciting announcements, seasonal tips, and exclusive deals on my coaching services. So y'all, you're going to want to tune in. So be sure to check out the newsletter link in the show notes. Back to the story at hand. As extroverted as I am, that did no justice in this scenario where I completely embarrassed myself in front of the Jackie Hill Perry. Okay, y'all. So what happened was, I went to a local cafe, which I love to do in the city. If at any point you're in Atlanta, one of the best things to do is check out the local cafes. And on this particular day, a friend of mine, we just simply wanted to catch up, chat, and just connect at one of these locations. And during our time connecting, chit-chatting, I see Jackie and her friend walk in the cafe, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna just go ahead and say hello once my friend and I wrap up our time there. Right before we head out, just say hello to Jackie and her friend. And sure enough, sounds simple enough, but as soon as I approached them at their table, all of the word vomit came out. I had no idea what direction I was going, didn't know how to say hello, forgot how to greet, and it was just embarrassing. And the kicker is, I previously met Jackie at a former church that we used to attend, but this time around, I simply lost all words. But shout out to my girl, Ro, because she held it down by advertising the podcast and also just adding a bit of humor, just tying the situation in a neat bow. And it was a colossal embarrassment, but at the end of the day, it makes a great story. Jackie and her friend Kiana, they were both a joy and just made it comical and reassured that there were no worries at all. Y'all, though this makes for a good story, I later took some time to reflect because I saw some missing links on my end and I wanted to really be honest of where those emotions, those nervousness that was coming from, because I meet strangers all the time and I enjoy getting to know people and along with people getting to know me. So I was like, what was that really all about? And so I had to be honest. The feelings of stress and nervousness was coming from feeling intimidated. Like, here is this woman who is a author, a speaker, a woman of the word who does not play about discipleship, understands the value of convictions. And here I was, trembling. But the feelings of intimidation didn't stop there. I saw that it was more like I wanted to be liked and I wanted to prove my worth. And that is where the nervousness came from. I was no longer thinking about my value and who God sees me as, but I was deeming her as more valuable than I. And that is where we can fall pet and comparison and allowing the enemy to steal our piece of joy and allowing there to be unnecessary tension and division that stems from inward intimidation and insecurities, which is not who God has called us to be. And so this leads me to scripture. 1 Thessalonians verses 2 through 4. Okay, to provide a bit of context in this particular verse, this is Paul visiting the church of Thessalonica. This is a young church, or I would say folks are fairly new in their faith, and he's encouraging them to be steadfast in their belief system. So verse 4, it reads, "We are not trying to please people, but God, who tests our hearts. You know we never use flattery, nor did we put on a mask to cover up greed. God is our witness. We were not looking for praise from people, not from you or anyone else, even though as apostles of Christ, we could have asserted our authority." And in verse 19, "For what is our hope, our joy, or the crown in which we will glory in the presence of our Lord Jesus when he comes? Is it not you? Indeed, you are our glory and joy." The verse that came to mind about partiality, and this is one of the things that was speaking to me about people pleasing and the need to be liked and be seen by others. And God does not care about partiality. He does not desire that amongst us people. And he wants us to show favor and honor to all that we meet. Whether it's a, you know, one who appears homeless on the street, to, you know, an individual who has a celebrity status, we have to show favor and honor to every single person we encounter because we are all worthy. And so this brings me to James 2, 1 through 5. "My brothers, show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. For if a man wearing a gold ring and fine clothing comes into your assembly, and a poor man in a shabby clothing also comes in, and if you pay attention to the one who wears the fine clothing, and you say, 'You sit here in a good place,' while you say to the poor man, 'You stand over there,' or 'Sit down at my feet,' have you not then made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in grace, to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to those who love him?" Side of the scripture that I shared here, the other lessons that I learned at this local cafe were 4 lessons. Number 1, sense emotions as a guide, but not a barrier. Number 2, lead with intention, rather intimidation. Number 3, whether celebrity or not, we're all called to live a life worthy of our calling. Walk in it and honor your worth just as uniquely as you may bask in the worth of another. And lastly, have friends that hype you up even when you successfully put your foot in your mouth. The question to you, how do you honor another's worth while not dimming your own? Thanks for tuning in today. Whether this episode lightened your load, pulled on those heartstrings, or reinforced those boundaries, then sis, I'd love if you were to share this with a friend or left a written review on Apple Podcast. But if you want to continue this conversation with my trauma-informed life coaching services, then I invite you to check out the link in the show notes so I can best support you. In the meantime, follow us on Instagram at Boundaries for Believers. And see you next time, beloveds. Be blessed, be real, and go out there and redefine your boundaries.